One day I'll love her. More wonderful tunes for you right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. You're listening, of course, to On the Town with Mikey D, right here in the heart of Tufts. I don't know if it's the heart. I'm just sort of spouting nonsense at this point. But in that last block, another fine block of dark dance and goth rock, helpfully curated by our in-studio friends Nicole Ferry and Michael Boudreau from the Spearmint Sea and Dark Spring Boston. I have no excuse for that. That was inexcusable on my part.
It can happen to anyone.
I definitely remember, like, for the longest time, I thought it was Dark Sky because, like, that just sounded more like, oh, that's the dark name. And, like, I remember, like, looking up Dark Sky on Facebook, like, yeah, this must be them. Oh, they haven't posted since 2013.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. The original Dark Spring Festival in Berlin was a spring festival.
That's right.
You know, but, the thing is, like, with Dark Spring Boston, we've had plenty of shows in the other seasons, so
exactly.
That might kind of throw people off. But we're Dark Spring Boston because we're named after
the spring festival. And we have our big festival in the spring. But
right.
I can see where the confusion would come in. Plus, I would say
it's an homage to the original Dark Spring Festival
in Berlin. And really, I would say at least 60% of all festivals have to have the word dark in them, too. So that doesn't help. It's a pretty commonly used word.
That's true.
In the scene of music.
Right. But anyway, in that last block, we opened up with The Shallows with Channels. Following that, Daniel Ouellette with Velvet Divan. Pleasure Coffin with Concrete into Ghost Painted Sky with Corridors. Another fantastic block of Another fantastic block of local goodies from the darker side of things. As I mentioned, co-curated by our good friends from Dark Spring Festival. There, I did it right this time.
Dark Spring Boston.
Ah!
It's only getting harder now.
Yeah.
No! I'm sleepy. So, yeah, like, as I understand it, like, unfortunately, you guys got to go soon, so.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if the opportunity were there, I'd love to just have you in the studio all night, but We have jobs and schedules and boring adult stuff.
Absolutely.
Old people got to go to bed.
Yeah.
We would come back anytime, though. We love... This has been so much fun.
Oh, absolutely. I should talk with Joel about having you guys play on the Town with Mikey D.
Yeah.
Like, just as... Like, the Spearmint Sea.
Spearmint Sea, I think, has done one or two. I think maybe two.
It was a long time.
But it's been quite a while. It's time for an update, maybe.
I think just once.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a long time ago. It was before I had my, I have a pedal board suitcase. It's kind of like, it's almost like a trademark, this big yellow suitcase that I take to my shows. And when Golden Apes came and played the festival, the guitarist borrowed it there because they had to borrow, equipment. Because they're not going to bring everything in from Germany, because that would be crazy expensive and customs.
That would be a nightmare to have to get through TSA.
Exactly. Yeah. So, the guitarist, Garrett,
Garrett,
his name?
Yeah.
He borrowed the suitcase, you know. But anyway, so I had the suitcase pedal board, and it's been kicking around for a number of years now. And when we played, the last time we played On the Town with Mikey D, that didn't even exist. It was a couple of pedals and a bunch of plugs, it was very primitive, a very primitive setup. And like, I think I broke a string.
I remember
I broke a string.
Oh no.
Yeah. And like just before, or like maybe right into the first song, it was just a disaster.
You played the whole set with five strings.
Yeah.
It's true. One thing I can say, though, is that I'm such a slow songwriter that I bet the set was at least half the
probably
same
identical
as what we're playing now. So maybe it's time for an update.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you're just playing all over the place, then it doesn't matter if you change your set list or not.
That's very true. It's new to them.
It's new.
Like the band I've recently joined, Pink Slip, punk ska band, played a couple shows around the area. We still haven't written enough songs to like play more than the typical like 6 or 7 songs that we already have.
Yeah.
And we're going to need to fix that for sure, but you know, you work with, you deal with what you work with.
That's right. Exactly.
You do it. You friggin' do it.
That's right.
Oh man. So before we close things out with you guys, is there anything? Obviously, you did a lot of promotion for Dark Spring Boston. Dark
That's right.
Spring Boston.
Good.
That's
Very
right.
Good.
We'll have much more. We've got just a couple more months. Less than.
Yeah. Now. So we have the opening party,
May 5th
at
O'Brien's.
O'Brien's in Alston, featuring Boston's very own Pilgrims of
Yearning.
And Corrosion Boston. And we will be releasing tickets for that very soon. So keep your eyes open because it's a small venue and it will definitely sell out. And then we have the official festival, May 6th, Middle East Downstairs. Tickets are already on sale. You don't want to miss it. Last year it was an incredible day. 2 days last year, 1 day this year. But getting these 8 bands together is phenomenal. So it's we hope to see you there.
I'll be there DJing as Sawtooth along with DJ Vamp Daddy. The aforementioned DJ Vamp Daddy.
That's right.
Was there anything else you guys wanted to promote dealing with like the Spearmint C or anything else?
Our new video's out, produced by Ruben from
X Hyena.
Yep, so that's on YouTube.
That's on YouTube.
We just debuted it on Twitch today. It's on the MTV TV network in on Twitch. And it's even available as a reel on Instagram if you look up Goth Videos with 2 S's at the end. Our reel for Signs and Coins is there as well.
And we're working on some new songs that we hope to have out in the next few months.
But next stop is the Dark Spring Festival in Berlin.
Dark Spring Festival.
In Berlin.
Versus Dark Spring Boston Festival in Boston.
Which is not in Berlin.
That's right.
It's in Boston.
That's correct.
Sometimes I get it right. Oh, man, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for sitting in for the time that you were able to. And honestly, I can think of no better way to close out like our co-hosting than by playing some Spearmint C now.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
I was going to do that anyway. So, yeah, once again, big thanks to Michael Boudreau and Nicole Ferry from the Spearmint C and Dark Spring Boston.
Thank you for having us so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm glad. It was great having you. For now, though, let's kick things off with another block of music. Here's the aforementioned Spearmint C with the aforementioned Signs and Coins. Thank you.
anytime soon. Feeling for you. Ooh. How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Well, there's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
We'll be right back.
Another fine block of local goodies straight from the WMFO studios into your ears. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. I'm your socially distanced, except not really, hostess Lils, and I am all alone now. I miss Nicole and Michael already. But in tribute to them, I feel it's only necessary and prudent that I continue this wave of dark music for the entirety of the rest of the program. So, excuse me. So if you're not a fan of that, too bad. Got a thing going here. Anyway, let's keep that trend going. Here's Allie Frost with Abandoned Ghost.
Some people believe that when people die, there's a wonderful light, as bright as the sun, but it doesn't hurt to look into it. All the answers to all the questions that you ever want to know are inside that light. And when you walk to it, you become a part of it forever. We'll be right back.
More local music right here on the Town with Mikey D. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. So I just realized before I went into that last block, I completely forgot to go over what we played in the block before that. So whoops on me. But right before this block, we had a block featuring our friends the Spearmint Sea with Signs and Coins, going into Troy Lonely with Listen for Me, Black Beach with Traffic Jam, and Old Moon with Past Lives. And just now in this last block, we had Allie Frost with Abandoned Ghosts, Terraforms, and Opaque, Heaven Knows with I Think I'm Breathing, and Emerald Comets, Smoke from the Ships. Following that, In between Terraforms and Heaven Knows, we had The Milling Gowns. The Milling Gowns, where the ground is rust with needles. Sorry, I'm kind of throwing myself off here. Whatever. Just me in the studio anyway. And I'm so lonely without my friends, Nicole and Michael. Anyway, more local goodies for you right here on the program. Gonna keep things dark and dank as we head into Seasonal by Left Hand Does.